Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You know more because you start your day with Andrew McKay, the Pensacola Morning News, 5 till 9 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Morning, 7:38 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and joining us now by phone, as he does every Wednesday at about this time, the Pensacola Mayor Grover Robinson. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the show, sir.
Andrew, always glad to be here. Always glad to be here. Missed you Monday, but I know we'll see you back next week.
Yeah, no doubt. So my first question is, how involved did you get with this pig chase yesterday?
with the what?
PPD chasing after this on the loose potbelly pig yesterday morning.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was going to be the top story, but again, we did get our man. We did get our man. Took a little bit extra time. He was a little bit wily, but they did catch him.
Yeah, no, it was sometimes it's fun to have fun, and that's definitely the kind of story where it's entertaining for sure. And PPD did not do a big old post. They did a post with pictures, but they didn't do anything especially clever with the write-up. But it was good to see them manage to apprehend the radiant, terrific, and humble suspect after the medium speed chase. Also yesterday, we got the first look at the Blue Angels cruiser that PPD has unveiled.
Yeah. No, Chief Randall had been talking to me about that, and so it was interesting to see. I knew that was coming out, so that was good to see. I did it with this weekend. Looking forward to it. Arts Festival, Blue Angels, just going to be a great weekend in the city of Pensacola. The weather's been unbelievable, and I think we have some clouds tomorrow, but this weekend, the rest of Saturday and Sunday should be incredible, and I hope everyone gets out there and enjoys some of the stuff that's going on.
It's a weird feel for having the beach show because we're so used to what the summer show feels like, which is all the hoopla, and this kind of feels like, oh yeah, and this is happening. Because we normally go to the base. I'm excited. It's going to be fun. We're going to be doing our regular broadcast for it, so it's going to be a good deal. One of the things that came up in your press conference on Monday that we talked about a little bit yesterday, you are going to be now eliminating two stoplights, converting them to four-way stops, and adding a four-way stop at a different part of town. Tell people what the changes are.
Yeah. We I sit there in my car every now and then at either Government in Springer or Government in Dayland, and you sit there and you wonder, why am I stopped? We've gone mostly to four-way stops. When we talked to our traffic, I talked to them. They looked at it. They were like, yeah, this doesn't warrant any traffic signals at all. So they said, do you want to pull them? I said, yeah, let's pull it and go to four-way stops like we have everywhere else in the city, downtown. I think it's a good move. It'll help traffic move better. I think it'll provide for better pedestrian and bikeability. So I think it's good. And the same thing what we're trying to do on 9th Avenue. We waited on 9th Avenue because of the detour. We were going to do it earlier, but because of the detour, we've waited. And right now, we're actually having some trouble getting some material for stop signs. So it is delaying us
really
a little bit in putting those in. But I'm told we will have that done here. Should have it done by the Christmas season.
So the supply chain is making it so you can't get a stop sign for a four-way stop at Romana and 9th?
That's what I had heard from David, because I said, I'm ready to put the sign up like Thanksgiving. And he said, we're having some issues getting signs. So I don't know if it's backlogged or what's going on, but I think everybody on the supply chain, I mean, he was like, it's not going to be forever, but it is going to be a little longer than we expected.
Nope.
So everybody is a little backed up.
Now, once you've raised this prospect, I'm with you. Every time I have ever been stopped at either of those two traffic lights, I've always thought, what is the point of these lights? But I don't typically drive it during, you know, rush hour one way or the other, so I wasn't certain that that was the case. What about Maine and Palafox? Would that be better served as a stop sign? I just don't know the answer to that, so I'm asking.
I think what's going to happen, and again, part of the movement of Maine and Palafox, Maine and Garden are really your east-west corridors through the downtown area.
Sure.
So there is another movement on left lane that you're not going to get to do. Now, if you remember what we've done on the what we looked at doing with hashtag is you're probably going to see a left turn move. If you're westbound to go north, you're not going to do it on Palafox. You're going to do it on Jefferson. And so there will be a light configuration there and a light configuration of Palafox and a light left to go south into South Palafox. So I think that's going to be what comes out of the hashtag and tries to move. So the lights will not be eliminated there, but they will be coordinated to try to give better bike and pedestrian access and safer. There's still that's one of our main arteries. Government is really not a fairly significant artery through the downtown area. It really has become pedestrian, much like a Romana or an Independencia.
So it's really a case of, again, not likely at the times I'm driving through there, but during the rush hour morning and evening, it's an egress east-west, and so you got to have something for the substantial traffic. And that makes sense. That's why I asked the question. Next week, the homeless, basically you're going to meet to talk about the homeless with the city council and decide what to do with all the money and the projects. And, of course, the homeless commission they had, which isn't technically a city function, but it's being, you know, housed on city property, so to speak. They have proposed a whole variety of things. City Council ultimately has to approve the funding, but there's been a lot of concern, especially about this one part of the plan to move a lot of the people from I-110 over on the west side to a proposed campsite out on Houston Avenue in the county. Your thoughts about that, or about the behind the old Escambia Clinic on Palafox, or with the Salvation Army facility that's primarily for women and children? Any thoughts about those possible proposals?
I think from this standpoint, these are coming from providers that understand how to take care of our homeless community, and that's what they've mostly been doing, which I think is important that the committee that creates these is a committee that is focused on people who are our providers, and they're trying to come up with solutions. I don't think there are any perfect solutions. I mean, the world is just, it's not a perfect place. So there's going to always be a little bit of challenges here and there. I tend to say, can we work with it? Can we see what comes out of it as we move forward? It can't be any worse than what we're doing right now. And I don't think it's good for either the occupants. And I certainly don't think it's good for the neighborhoods that are right in there. They've been there. It's been a temporary situation. We had to deal with this because we really didn't have any other choice with COVID and what we were trying to do something outside. But now that we're out of COVID, we really need to look on some solutions. I think that's what's important. Again, these aren't city decisions. These are what the providers are coming up with.
Right.
The city is simply determining whether they're going to invest in these or not. They think they're worthwhile projects for us to invest in. They'll make that decision, and then we'll move on and see how they work and how it goes. I think we should strive to get it done as fast as we can. If things come up, again, it's an imperfect world, and I think the ultimate stop is the owner of the land eventually wants to get it back, and that really probably won't be forced until the first part of January. But I can assure you, I've talked with them; they want to get the land back, and so again, that's gonna be what forces a lot of this issue. But if we can move it earlier, that's great. I'm all excited. But, you know, again, I think it just allows us a little time. I'm a big person who understands to spend enough time in government to know that you can plan for everything to go as great as you want it to go, and it just doesn't seem to do that. But if you could still get it all done by a certain time, I think that's good. And I think I really appreciate what Connie's trying to do and what she's – her goals of what she's trying to achieve. It's exactly the kind of thing that we need, and to be thinking about how do we deal with our homeless population to provide them better services, to help them get out of what they're trying to deal with, and to do it in a way that is less impactful on the city
I think moving to some of these private property and moving to shelter and moving to other opportunities is probably a better place than what's happened. But again, much of what happened is result of liability and a variety of other things dealing with COVID. But it's sort of that was the only place for us to go for these last couple of spikes. But I mean, I can't think of leaving things where they are is a better way to do things. I just don't see that. I think everything is better. I don't think anything that's been presented is perfect, but I believe every bit of it is better.
Yeah, I know. I fully agree with that. And I really, you know, as long as I have been here, we have been for, you know, almost 8 years now, we've been talking about homeless stuff. And I would love to get to a place where we don't talk about it much because it's sort of solved. And we have programs and locations and resources in place where we can really, you know, have this be a problem of the past. And, I, you know, fingers crossed, maybe we can get there. Mayor Grover Robinson, City of Pensacola, sir, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Talk to you later, Andrew. Thank you.
You bet. 749 on News Radio 92.3.